It's in the past. I'm pressing on. But this one thing, he said, this one thing I know, you got to forget what you messed. You forget those failures, those past failures, because love never fails. So when the devil says, yeah, you missed it there. Yeah, but guess what? God never fails. I got love in me. That means I'm going forward. Paul said, I got to go to Rome. But there's a shipwreck. The whole ship was destroyed. It didn't change God's plan. Man just had to float in the cold water because they wouldn't listen to what God said. They wouldn't listen to the man of God, Glenn. See, a lot of people's not listening to you, but that doesn't change God's plan for you. Now, I'm speaking, looking at Glenn, but I'm speaking to all of you. I'm speaking to myself. What has God said? That's what matters. Well, you got to know, what has he said? Now, I can preach, and the Lord's preaching. Amen. I'm proclaiming right now. But you got to proclaim it. You can come to church. You can hear this fired up message because God's going to give you something if you're seeking. Seek me and you'll find me. Where's he at? He ain't hiding. God's not hiding. He's too big to hide. We're the ones that run away and hide. That's what sin wants to do. But God says, Jesus says, come on in. Come over. Let's reason together. Let's talk together. We got to get this thing worked out. Quit hiding and come to God and get it worked out. Get rid of that sin that's trying to chain. See, God's a way maker, but he's got to be a chain breaker too. That chain breaker. He is a chain breaker, but you got to let him break it. You keep dragging around, it's just being a Christian's hard. That's a chain. You're making life hard. When Jesus said he was anointed above with joy above all his fellows. Anointed with joy means we can't look sad. I gave my tithes today. You need to be rejoicing if you gave something to God today, because it's coming back like the waves of the sea. I seen one the other night, Jim. I saw a big one. When I say big, I saw a tsunami. And I woke up, Lord, I wasn't sure about this thing. But the Bible says in the Old Testament, the enemy will come in, but like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. But see, for the flood to come in, the dam's got to go down. That religion's got to go. That religion's got to go. What is written has got to stand. Amen. Whether it's 40 days, 40 years, we're going to be tempted. As long as we're down here on the earth, we're going to be. Jesus said, you're going to have tribulation. But cheer up. It's hard to cheer up, Lord. You know, he didn't say, I know it's hard. He said, cheer up. That determines you're getting up when you cheer up. You know, we sent Kathy and Jesse a Sun Drop bottle and a cheer wine bottle. From down here at Gold, I was in Jim's territory, Gold Mill, Gold Hill. Stopped in there and, man, they were a blessing. I didn't have but $5 because I left home, didn't get my cash, you know. Didn't have my car, but I had $5 and it was $6 for a cheer wine and a Sun Drop. And I got something else. But she blessed me. She said, go ahead, I'll take you $5. But cheer wine, that's the only wine a Christian should be drinking. Cheer wine. Cheer up, my brother. You got to know Jesse. You got to listen to some of his stories that he was asked on, I think he was on TBN. It was Jesse's on television. So when you get on television, you got a lot bigger crowd out there watching you. And they were talking about, he was at some church and they were talking about the wine questions. You know, should Christians drink alcohol? There's a lot of things I think, should we think we do? But what is written? What is written? And Jesse was praying. He said, they were talking about it. And this, you know, this church, they were believing it. It's okay, you know, to dabble, drink a little bit. Just don't get drunk. And Jesse was over there. He's just saying, oh, Lord, let this cup pass me by. Don't let them ask me what I think here. And then the host did ask, well, Brother Jesse, Dr. Duplantis, what do you think about drinking wine? And he said, the Lord gave him a revelation, gave him a parable. You know, a lot of times Jesus would take a parable. And he said, well, brothers and sisters, he said, a lot of times I don't want to get in the Bible and find out what I can't do. He said, I want to get in the Bible and find out what I can do. See, a lot of Christians, what can I do? But what can you do? It is written, what I can raise the dead. I can lay hands on the sick. I can speak blind eyes to be open in Jesus' name. That's what Jesus said, go do. He didn't say nothing about go drink and party, did he? Did Jesus say that? No, he said, get drunk. He did say get drunk on what? New wine, the Holy Ghost. Be drunk. Be filled with the Spirit, not with wine where there's excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be drunk in the Holy Ghost. I've kind of touched the rim a little bit, Jim, but I want to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. That's okay. That don't mean we just lay around and don't do nothing. That means we get full of God. Full of the Holy Ghost. Y'all might see me do a little dance. I get full of the Holy Ghost. Johnny might have to come out here and take me down off of this stage. Be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Be full of God. So we'll stand up against our giants and confess how God is bigger than you. How I ain't going to sit on the sidelines. I'm getting in the game. Call me up, coach. See, you ain't got to talk to your coach. Talk to God. God, I'm ready to get in. They need me in the game. We'd be winning if I was in that game. See, because that's how you're trusting God, not your ability, His ability, the anointing. Lord, I get in there. See, start talking about how big you are in God, and then the coach calls you up. You're going to be calling me up every time, coach, because I'm getting ready to show the glory of God. Let it be on display. See, get God involved in your life. Amen? What was I talking about? Overflow. Cheer wine. Thank you, Jim. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer wine. And then Jesse got into that, and God gave him an example and said, well, I'll tell you what. I think they were all married, and their wives were there on the stage with them. I tell you what, said me and such and such, I said, I tell you what, we're going to go back here behind the curtain, and we're going to make out a little bit. I'm just going to make out a little bit with your wife. And they're kind of like, they're kind of getting a little frog in their throat. He said, whoa, what are you talking about, Brother Jesse? He said, well, you know, I'm just going to go back here, and we're not going to sin. We're just going to, you know, just going to make out a little bit. Because the Bible talks about that little bit of yeast leavens the whole thing, leavens the whole lump. Because talking about just a little bit of wine's okay. You know, we don't have to get drunk. No, he says, well, let me just go back and make out with your wife. We're not going all the way. We're just going to flirt. Just a little bit. Do you see what the Lord was saying? And they're like, oh, okay. We see what you're talking about. See, you give the devil an inch and he'll become a ruler and rule your life. I've been, you know, if you haven't drank, praise God, thank you. But I was raised, my daddy was an alcoholic. I was around it, and then I experimented with it, and I was a drunkard. And I'll tell you, that was before Jesus. That was B.C., before Christ. I got born again, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and that had to get flushed out of me. After that night, I got baptized. Now, I think I was filled, but I didn't understand it yet, how to operate in it. But the old new wine came in, old wine, that old Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, that desire left. Because I got filled with new wine. And I was drunk that night. I was on the West Day Church of God. I was on the floor and filled with the Holy Ghost. Got delivered by devils, demons, unclean spirits. I don't know. They had names, but I had one name, Jesus. He was the answer that night, Tammy. I didn't know he had all the power I needed. I didn't know, but I found out. Because you go to a bar and you don't know and you say, give me some of that. You ain't never tried it before. And it's 100 proof. You're going to know. You're going to be on the floor. If you ain't never had none, you drink a big old cup, you're going to be on the floor. I didn't know God had all the power I needed until I hit the floor. But you know what? I was different when I got up off the floor. I let God. Now, I'm not saying I know it all and I've tasted it all. But I got a little dab of that power. And I was hungry and thirsty ever since. See, you got to stir yourself up, because if you don't, you'll just settle down to the bottom. You got to stir yourself up, Glenn, and say, by God, I will do what God's called me to do. Devil, get off of my harvest. Get out of my checking account. Get out of my savings account. Get out of my way. I'm going forward in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ, through His power, through His ability. Amen. That was the introduction. We might not get to the message. Amen. Communion. Jesus knew he had a destiny and a destination. And to get there, it was going to take some power. It was going to take power to stay on that cross, to be beaten, to be cussed at, and to not say a word. But it's written. And he couldn't say it because it was written. He spoke not a word. Talking about the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. He spoke not a word then. But he's coming back. And his title on his horse, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And it says when he comes back the second time, he's coming with a sword to judge all the ungodly. He's not going to have to lift a finger. It's the word of his mouth that's going to destroy the devil. The same word is on the inside of us, but we got to let it out in faith, in love. Amen. We love people, but we do not love the devil or his lies or his deception. See, he knows the word deception. That's his only weapon, the devil. Is he knows the word, but he deceives it. It's not operating in love. It's operating in pride. So you can take the word and operate. You can take scripture. I heard you can take scriptures and pull it out and make a doctrine out of it. I heard one that was kind of funny. You take it out of context and you can make a doctrine that Moses played tennis. And the Bible says Moses served in the courts of Pharaoh. Oh see, you can take a scripture out and you can make it say anything you want to. That's called deception. So you got to figure out who Pharaoh was and what the courts he was talking about. But just to say it, I guess that is the word. Did God say it? Amen. See, it's one thing when the word comes in you, but how's it coming out of you? Because Jesus said it's not what goes in a man that defiles a man, it's what comes out. Praise God. Amen. This is God's message today. I'm his messenger. Amen. Receive. Yes. Receive. Receive. Amen. Take it. Like Larry Honeycutt, take it. I ain't taking it anymore. I'm taking what Jesus said. I ain't taking all these benefits of the curse. That's not me. I'm taking the benefits of the blessing. Amen. You got to call yourself blessed. I am blessed. I am healed. I am prosperous. I am because God says I am. I am a child of God. Yes, I am. That's what the Bible says I am. I am child of God. So what we're going to talk about eventually is don't let Jesus pass you by. Many years I let him walk right by me. My Christian friend. Hey, we got a youth camp going on. Nah, I got a party to go to. I got girls tonight. I let Jesus pass me by. See, don't let Jesus pass you by. You're going to have a lot of friends at school, talking to the youth here. You're going to have a lot of friends at school. You're going to say, hey, you don't need to go to church today. You don't need to go Wednesday night Bible study today. Come over to my house. We're having a pool party. We got pizza. Mama not home. We might break into the... Now, I'm telling you, this is things that happened to me. And there was parents that were there. I'm always asking my kids, I don't know your parents. They drink? Well, Dad, you don't need to be judging. No, I'm loving. Come on, I'm loving. I want to know where my kids are going, and I want to know who they're around. I love you, so I don't want you around that. Now, if I'm there, I'll protect you from it, but I ain't there. Amen? Does this sound okay? Amen? So ask questions. Don't be their friend. Be their parent. Be their God to them. Hey, God's looking at me. I'm the head of the house. I'm God to them. Moses was God to the children of Israel. He was God to Pharaoh. Moses said, but it wasn't Moses. It was God saying, let my people go. I don't think so. Curse coming, plague coming, flies coming. Let my people go so we can go out here and pray and worship God. I don't think so. Curse just kept coming. All Pharaoh had to do was let God's people go. But see, Pharaoh was thinking, that's my people. No, God said, they're my people. And you mess with God's people long enough, you do it ignorantly, God's got mercy. But you start messing with God's people the wrong way, you better look out, because God loves his people. Amen. There's a warning, and there's judgment in this book too. Amen. There's a judgment side of God, but you don't want to be on that side. You want to be on the love side. Amen. Love boat. Da 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 da. Now you want to be on the love boat. Stay on that boat. Don't get on that boat, the other boat. Amen. God loves us. Don't let Jesus pass you by. We're talking about the keynote scripture is Mark 6:48. Kelsey said, he finally got there. So I gave her notes back here today. See, a lot of times I don't give them notes, and they're like, Dad, did you not give me notes? And then I give them notes, and I don't stay with the notes. See, don't try to figure God out. Just let him. Let him. Amen. Let him submit to God. Submit to his plan. He's got a good plan. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus saw them toiling. That's a hard word for me to say. Toiling. I need to paraphrase that. He saw them struggling. Jesus saw them struggling. Wait a minute, before I get there. Well, let me say this. He saw them struggling, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he come to them walking upon the sea and would have passed by. You need to underline that. Would have passed by. Now, I'm going to go back and I'm going to read Mark 6, 45. Now, you got to understand, Jesus had just, he just operated miracles the day before. Man, they've been feeding 5, 10, 15,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Can you do that? Oh, wait a minute. Don't shake them head. Now, Jesus says, there's people hungry, Cindy. We got to feed them. But, Pastor, we don't have enough money in the checking account. And then the pastor says, you feed them, Cindy. Cindy's going to say, Cecil. Did you hear the pastor? Because y'all 2-1. See, we got to believe for a miracle. Either somebody's going to put an enormous blessing into the checking account, or the food going to be multiplied. Amen? But see, if God says it, it's not up to us. We just obey. Obey. Okay. You said so, Lord. Give him the little bit we have, and then you got to expect it. Now, see, Jesus showed it. He demonstrated the power of the word. He demonstrated it is written because he looked up and he blessed what he had. So he's looking to God. He's looking to his provider, not his supplier. Amen. The supply is here, but the provision is up there. So how does it get from up there to down here? By faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but do it. Amen. That's a faith message right there. But do it in faith, and it'll be there. That's God. You Looney Tune, Pastor. It's written. That's what the Bible says. Faith is the evidence of things, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. But it is seen, ain't it, Glenn? It's seen in your spirit, not with your eyes. See, God's not lying. It's there. It's there. You just got to speak it to get it there. You got to believe it and speak it. And then you'll have it. You'll have what you say. You'll have what you believe. What are you believing? It needs to be, it is written. It is written. I can do all things that Jesus said I can do because he said I can. It is written. So verse 45 says, immediately, now they just took up those 12 baskets. They did that miracle a chapter before. And now those 5 loaves, 2 fish, after everybody was filled, say filled, yeah. Not half filled, there's full and then there's not full. I got to work on that. I got to work on the full a little bit when it comes to food. I got a couple of cylinders I need to work on. But anyway, they were full, all filled, and they had 12 baskets, Frankie. They had 12 baskets left over. Out of five, they didn't have but 5 and 2 starting off and had to feed 15,000 people and say, God's overflow. Now, Jesus said, pick up what's left, and they had 12 baskets. That's a basket per disciple. If I do the math right, I'm all right. Even the devil, Judas, had a basket full. God loves the person. But see, even though evil's in there, God still gave him. He's no respecter of person, is he? Had his basket full. Then after that, immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethesda, while he sent the multitude. Jesus took care of the crowd. He wanted his boys to rest. Going to the other side, we're going to get some rest. Been ministering all day, taught the word, fed the people. Now it's time to go rest. You know, Jesse, they had 28 hours of that faith victory-thon. 28 hours they were, God told him to do that to raise money for that, for the victory-thon for Brother Copeland. And then he's preaching today, Sunday. So 28 hours of preaching. He didn't get much rest. Body didn't get much rest. But our body, we do need to let it rest. Amen. Don't be Superman. Because we don't want to burn out or fizzle out. We want to finish our course. Right? God don't want us to burn out. He knows that we have flesh body. So Jesus is trying. I'm going to take care of the crowd. You guys get over there through the boat. Get you some rest. I'll be there. I'll catch up with you. Paraphrasing. And when Jesus had sent them away, Jesus departed to a mountain to pray. Now, we don't have mountains down here in Concord. So you just have to maybe draw you one and go pray. Spend some time with the Father. Amen. Well, you can get to the mountains in about an hour and a half. But you don't got to go to the mountains to pray. That's just where Jesus went. That was his. He had him a nice place. He was getting away from the crowd. Moses went on the mountain. So maybe Jesus is like, I think I'm going to do what Moses did. Jesus knew how to pray. And when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Boats in the water, Jesus on the land. Where are the disciples supposed to be? They're supposed to be on the land with Jesus. Jesus said, get in the boat, go to the other side, I'll meet you over there. Jesus is where he's supposed to be. I said, Jesus is where he's supposed to be. Where are you? Come on now, where are you? Where are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be where Jesus told you to be. If it's here in this church, that's fine. You be where Jesus tells you to be. Now, apply that to your job and your relationship. Where are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be on the outside protecting her walking down the street. I learned that from my pastor. Every time when I do that, a word speaks to me, a voice speaks to me. You need to swap positions. See, that's my pastor. That's God was speaking to me. Take care, guard your wife walking down the street, because it used to be back in the old days, there was buggies. Sometimes the horses get loose and the buggies could come by and wipe people off the streets. Am I telling that right, Jim? So see, the gentleman would get in front beside the lady and keep her protected. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. That's called courting. Jim, they used to court the ladies back then.
Still
he still is. We say court today, we're thinking we stand. Yeah, amen. You court them there and then you take them to the court and stand before the judge and say, I do, right? You don't go to the court and say, we don't. Come on. When you join together, that's forever, till death do us part. And then we're going to, after that, eternity, man, it's going to all be better. I just know it's going to be better. Say better.
Better.
After this life, it's going to be. Until then, you're married. Say better now, too. Amen.
Better now.
Better now. Pete. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And when Jesus saw them, now in my Bible here, New King James, saw them straining. There you go, straining, struggling, straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, remember, it was evening time when Jesus sent them off. That's about 7, 8, 9 o'clock. Spring forward, fall back. I ain't never been to Israel. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. That's 7 or 8 hours they've been straining, angel. Row, row, row your boat. We not getting down the stream. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? I need him in my dream, if that's your dream. They're not getting nowhere, Wanda. They're rowing, but they ain't going nowhere. Why? Keep asking, keep seeking. You ask why, Jesus show you why. And when he saw them, now wait a minute, and he saw them straining and rowing for the wind. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And would have passed by them, Alan. Jesus was going to walk. Now you got to understand. You got to put this in. Bring Hollywood in this, man. It's the winds are blowing, the waves are crashing. It ain't just a nice half windy day. It's dark, Colette. It's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. The sun hasn't come out yet. The moon might be out, but it's cloudy. It's a bad situation. And they see something. They can't quite make it out, but it's spiritual. You don't see nothing spiritual walking on the sea. That's spiritual. That ain't just normal. And they see something, but they're like, whoa. They're pointing. Everybody sees it. Everybody sees it. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost. This is big October. Boy, you can't turn on the TV without somebody trying to get fear in you. Well, this was the fear, but it was the fear of God. There's a spirit out there, but they're getting ready to find out what spirit it is. They thought it was a ghost, and they cried out. Say, cried out.
Cried out.
You see a spirit, it's a good thing to cry out. I mean, when you see something like that, you ain't just going to be, oh, it's something. No, if it's supernatural, you're going to have a reaction. They had a reaction. Jesus is probably about 5'8", They supposed it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them. God will talk with you. Now the devil, he wants to get you more scared. He wants you to stay in fear. He don't want to help you. See, this is the difference between God's voice and the devil's voice. It's going to get worse when the devil's speaking to you. He wants to make, Jesus is there to help. The devil's here to hurt, steal, kill, and destroy. And immediately he talked with them and said, be of good cheer. It is I. I am here. See, Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He never left them boys. He was on the land. He's just waiting on them. But what did he just teach them the whole day about miracles? Signs and wonders. Jesus feeding 5, 10, 15, 20,000 people. But he put it in your hands, Glenn. He put it in the disciples' hands. And he said, now you feed them. And the miracle took place in their hands. God demonstrated his power through their hands. Jesus wanted them to get to the other side by what they were going to do. Speak to that storm. Speak faith. Man, Jesus was looking for faith. Get over here. Why are you struggling? Faith is not a struggle, right? Faith, if it's a struggle, it ain't faith. If you're struggling, you're still in fear. I just got to say that. That's the way it's got to be said. Faith enters into, come on, when you're in faith, you're in
rest.
Rest. That's where they missed it. They were not at rest. They knew about storms coming upon the sea. It wasn't looking good, but Jesus gave the, it is written, the I am is saying, get into that boat and I'll see you on the other side. And he was looking for faith. A good teacher wants to see what you're going to do with what you've just taught. God's not tempting them. He's testing them. Are you going to get through this thing? Because Jesus is not going to be here but about another 3.5 years, and he's got to go in his body. He's got to get out of here. He got to go to the throne. He got to sit there so we can sit there, Glenn. And he wants his disciples strong in faith, not weak in faith. Weak in faith, this is where we got to learn this, guys. Weak in faith is, oh, I'll do it for him. He don't want to do it for us. He wants us to do it through his power. Do you understand that? See, Jesus, he did go out there, but he wanted them to use that power and make it to the other side on his word. Speak to that storm. Now, Jesus has shown them miracles. You speak to it. Wanda, you take care of those blueberries over there. Jim's got blueberry. He grows things over there. You speak to those blueberries. You keep those crows out of that garden. See, you don't have to put a scarecrow up. It is written. Speak to them. Birds, you can't fly over here. This is God's property. No trespassing. Amen. Hey, birds have to listen to the word of God. Ask Elijah. They fed him for three years. Maybe not quite that long at the brook. God commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. They brought him bread and meat. Amen. They had it going on, man. They had a meat cycle going. They feeding that prophet out there. Faithful every morning. Bringing him meat. Why? Because God told him to go there. He was on God's mission plan. Amen. God was his provider. Are you going to don't let Jesus pass you by. If he tells you to do something, it will come to pass, not pass you by. If Jesus tells you to do something, it'll come to pass, not thinking, well, it's going to pass me by, Lord. It's not going to happen. No, that's you're getting in fear. That's when you start toiling. You're trying to make it happen, Jim. That's when you're trying to make God's plan happen. And you're struggling. And you're quick. That's that religion, Glenn. Toiling. That's religion. I got to do this. Did God say do it? Because if you're struggling, God didn't say do it. You need to back up. You need to roll. do the backstroke. Where's Jesus? I got to find Jesus. Jesus! Do the backstroke. Darius will help you out there. That boy can swim. He can play volleyball. What do you not do, Darius? That boy can do it. Why? He loves it. God loves people. He loves seeing us have the victory. And he loves seeing the devil lose. The devil's a loser. Why? Because he chose not to serve God. He got the boot. You know, ever had the boot? Got kicked out. He got kicked out of heaven because of disobedience. Treason. High treason. He got us all off course. He's the father of lies. He made a home. The devil made a home down here, but that ain't his final destination. He know where he's going, and you need to let him know where he's going. He's going to the lake of fire, and he's trying to take a lot of us with him. But that's when you say, nope, I ain't going that way. I used to be on that road, but I am not on that road anymore. That's when you need to tell him, you on this road by yourself. Amen? That's the broad gate that leads to destruction. Don't let Jesus pass you by. I'm going to start the first topic, and then we're going to maybe close shop for the day. We'll unhook for the day. Amen. You getting hungry yet? It ain't been 40 days. Hunker down, guys. We just getting started. You ain't past the first day yet and thinking about food. Now, I said, that's the pastor there. He got you thinking about food because I started thinking about it. See there? You got 39 days left, Glenn. You got to stay here 39 days. Pastor's calling a fast. Oh, I heard a grunt. That's a Holy Ghost grunt out there. I wouldn't do that to you. Amen. Now, if God tells me to do something, I'll tell you, but it would definitely have to, y'all say, the pastor would definitely have to be God. He calls a 40-day fast. Wow. Now, hey, God could do it, but we'd all have to be faithful in that, wouldn't we? Because we don't want to die. We want to live. Amen. We would have to be in the glory to live 40 days without food. What are we talking about? Maybe a week or two without water, 4 or 5 days, we're gone. But see, we got a well on the inside of us. It's called living water. The glory can sustain you. If God puts you in that place, He'll sustain you with His glory. He'll supersede that natural. Because Moses came down and it was on him. The glory was on him. The glory now is in you. Amen. It's a living well, living water on the inside of us. The glory of God. Jesus made it possible for us, our vessels, to carry Him now. To carry God on the inside. Don't look at your body. Look at your spirit, man. Look what Jesus did. We can take Jesus to the world now because in our bodies, it is written, the I am is on the inside of us. Let Him out. We got to let the I am out. He wants out. He's not a guy. He told him, he said, when they made that tabernacle, he said, can man's hand contain my glory? Can these tents, you know, Solomon built that temple, but that ain't the temple work. God was looking for us. He's the one He wants to dwell in, you. Not the one that's made out of hands, the ones He made. He wanted to dwell in us, His man, and He was until sin came in. But His old purpose was, I'm getting back in there. I'm getting back in my church. Amen. That's what God's plan. I'm getting back in there. The devil don't know everything because I created that. I ain't going to say what. I created that being. God said, He don't know everything. See, God knows it all. Amen. Amen. And He put His spirit in man. And then the last Adam, Jesus Christ, fulfilled God's plan when He said it's finished. And then 40 days later, and then 50 days later, Pentecost. Jesus came back 40 days, then there was 10 days until Holy Ghost power. Amen. Pentecost. I didn't know about that. I was raised, I wasn't raised in church, but I was taken to a couple churches, Baptist church. I didn't know what the names of them were. But man, I found out that God's got power. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a lot of stuff to cover in the next couple of weeks. I didn't get nowhere. On the notes, I didn't get nowhere on the paper. But I think we made it to the other side. Amen.
Amen.
We made it to the other side today. Glenn's got breakthrough, brother. Breakthrough. You might not see it today, but it's coming. Amen. Don't toil for it. Thank God for it. It's not going to be a struggle. Too many times we're struggling. I put both of my hands up. And when you see ourselves struggle, that means we got to get in the Word. We got to find out where it's written. Find out where it's written. Because life, faith should not be a struggle. It will not be a struggle. That's what it ain't going to be a struggle. Forgive me, Lord, for struggling. Lord, I'm going to do what You've called me to do. Amen. And don't let time. Don't put a time slot on it because God's got to work through people. He's got to work through people. Amen. And that takes time, buddy. It took Jesus 2,000 years to get here because He had to work through people that would say what God said. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. I'm excited. Amen. There's part two coming. Part two. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Let's just give the Lord a little bit of time here to worship. His Spirit, Lord. Thank You for Your Spirit. Father, we just thank You. Lord, we're not going to let You pass by. Thank You, Lord, for coming. Thank You, Lord, for establishing this church, this building here, Father. We thank You, Lord. This is a building. I thank You for people. There's people in this church that helped build this church. And Father, before this church was built, You had a vision. You had people. You had pastors that would come here, that would hear Your word, and would bring it into this place and let it bounce off of the walls and get inside people. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the vision here of Word of Faith Worship Center to go on to train people, build people up in the Word of God, in the Word of Faith, so they won't fall by the wayside. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your vision to train people, to teach your people, Lord, faith of how it's not going to be a struggle, it's going to be a rest. And Lord, we thank you that you are the great God, Jehovah. And Lord, we worship you and we honor you. And we thank you, Lord, that this word is not just getting in our ears, but it's in our hearts. That it's going to come out of our mouth and we're going to see your glory in the streets of Concord. Lord, we're going to see your glory in the malls, in Carolina Mall, Concord Mall. Lord, we're going to see your glory on your people, just like Moses. The people saw the glory of God, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We're going to let Jesus be on display. Devil, we bind you right now. You have no right and you have no authority. Any dreams right now that people have fallen short on, your people right now, Father God, I call them to the other side. I call those dreams alive on the inside of you right now in the name of Jesus, that you will go to the other side. It will not be a struggle. That anywhere in our lives that we're struggling right now, Lord, that we'll take our finger off of it and we'll put our faith on it, Lord. That we'll take our hand off and we'll put the faith that you've given us, Lord, that you said it's written. What I've called you to do, you will do. Just like God said, Gideon, you're a mighty man. You're a mighty man and woman of God. If God has called you and put his spirit in you, you are a new creation. And you can do all things. And I just thank you, Father God, for ministers that are not here, people that are here that are dealing, Lord. John Gerler, Lord, his body dealing with cancer and the effects of chemo going in his body right now, Lord. You are his answer, Father. Thank you, Father, right now that he quits struggling right now. Wherever John may be struggling in his faith right now, Lord, he makes a connection to where the struggle, the battle is yours, Lord. You defeated that unclean spirit and the effects of that disease. And Lord, we call John free. We call his cells, all of his cells have been damaged, alive in the name of Jesus. That Lord, you continue to give him dreams and visions, Lord. You show yourself mightily in his body and in his mind, Lord, that he has a sound mind. That John says, it's written. You don't have to say it loud. He just says it by faith, that it's written. I will not die, but I will live. I will not die, but I will live in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Patsy and Lewis. Lord, we know they've been some struggling going on, Lord, but that is not your will. It's not your will that none of us struggle to attain what you have freely given to us. Let it freely be received. And Lord, we just thank you right now. We take blinders off of our minds. It was religion that would try to keep us down and beat us down. Negative words that's been spoken over people's lives right now, Father. We just thank you right now that you have given us the power to overcome those. And we just give you the praise. That dam of religion, Lord, is being destroyed today by your word and by your prayer and by the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that, Father. We worship you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you, Father God, for bringing us to the other side, that everybody has another side. And Lord, we're blessed right on the process there. And we are blessed going there. I don't care if the storm is raging, we will have rest. I don't care going there. Because God, you are for us. And we don't care what the world's doing. Our temperature is not by this world, it's by the grace of God is who we are. And because of your power. And we're going to get it done. We're going to run this race and we're going to get it done together in one, in unity, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. If you agree with that, say, thank you, Jesus. He is the answer. Yeah, I heard that all morning. He is the answer